One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, guys.
Guys, we're back in the studio and it feels like fresh off of a duck's back.
Water off a duck's back.
Fresh off the scene. What's that saying?
I don't...
You know when it's like...
fresh off a duck's back, it feels like.
Right, that's our new saying. Guys, we just want to give you all a shout out and a real big thank you for listening to us for one whole year.
Crazy. Our year of anniversary was on Thursday. I can't believe it's been a year. Even my mum was like, surely not.
I know. Also, like, think back in the days when we first started, we sat around my kitchen table, we'd drink a whole bottle of wine.
God, you used to get really quite hammered.
We'd drink a whole bottle of wine every time.
It was getting a bit out of hand.
No matter how shit the wine was, we were like, woo!
It was getting a bit out of hand.
Yeah, but also,
fair.
Like, lockdown, we were still able to do it because it was work, but lockdown was still quite a thing, so it was, like, our escape.
Only little... Yeah, you're right.
But then we'd, like, go home separately because you were, like, with your ex, and, like, we never used to, like, chill and have a dinner together, which is quite sad.
No, it is quite sad. Actually, no, we did a couple times.
We did a couple times.
We did have a couple dinners in. And we went out a couple times for dinner, actually.
Yeah, it was quite a nice little, like...
We had a little bubble, didn't we? Quite sweet.
Yeah. We had a bubble. It was really fun.
Really quite sweet.
Those were the days, and now these are the days.
Now look at us. We're in a studio with proper microphones. To be fair, we don't have any wine in front of us right now, but that is because it's pretty early in the morning.
Yeah, it's 10:30 a.m. because
We're fresh out of the Easter holidays, guys.
We're fresh out of the Easter holidays.
Rolled myself back to London.
Melissa feels like she's eaten the world. I feel like I've eaten the world in Mexico.
Oh, stunning. Did you have loads of, what are they called, the Mexican food?
Tacos.
Yeah, tacos.
I had so many tacos. But you know what? So, tacos are actually like the flat tortillas. Like, they're not crispy. And tostadas are the ones that we like the crispy ones.
I like the flat ones.
Oh, no, they smell. I don't like the smell. Like, that corn smell grosses
me out. No, I like them. I like them. It's like just a mini wrap.
It's like a mini wrap, yeah. I would scrape the meat on all the rest of it. Meat shit outed myself.
Oh no. Guys, there happens to be three occasions a year where Sophie will just have some meat.
If it's
chicken.
No, so where we were staying, Chablis Maroma, I had three margaritas a day.
Stunning.
I had two at lunch sometimes and one just in the dinner. I don't know why at lunch it felt more fun.
You know why? It's because the sun's out and you're kind of like, I'm on holiday. It feels so like right to have a drink in the day.
It was Coachella this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And then we've got another weekend coming up. Quite excited for the next round of outfits, to be honest.
What do you mean? This next weekend's
they
Coachella.
They do two weekends in a row. So they do one weekend and they have a week off. Because Americans don't really get much holiday. So they don't do it. It's not like Glastonbury where they do Wednesday to Sunday. It's like they do a weekend and they have a week of nothing, then another weekend. So my brother's going to the last weekend.
Sorry, beg your pardon. Yeah. That is weird.
Yeah.
I would not be up for round
but
two.
So civilised.
Yeah, three
so
drinks. You're
civilized.
Only allowed three drinks.
And you're not allowed to like carry drinks around with you. You have to be in like a bar area.
I think that's also so bummer.
You're allowed more than three drinks. Someone stops you from having drinks.
Apparently it's three drink limit.
Probably per bar, but you can't walk around with drinks, but you can go into another bar and just get more drinks.
But you have to go to like a beer tent to have your
exactly.
sip. I find that really boring.
Exactly. It's a very civilized, clean looking festival.
Right, okay. Just the thing about the outfits.
Yeah, go on.
I get it's a fashion influencer event. I get it. I am all for it. If I could be an influencer that was dedicated to the cause and a sick one, I would be, but I'm so shit at it. No, but I'm so bad at it.
No, you're not.
Like, I look what I wear every day.
Look at
me. No makeup. Look
at me. Yeah, guys, if you could see us, we are honestly like just little scuffs.
I know. And like without being gross, like my hair's just like really nice.
No, your hair looks lovely. Like, I washed my hair yesterday. But we do just look like we've rolled out of bed. Like we just always wear trackies, gym kit, no makeup. That's the vibe. It's comfy.
We always do. And like that's a disclaimer, like Instagram lies. Like that you only see me on my 1% on my one day when same. I got makeup on.
Same. And anyway. On our vlog, you'll see the full truth.
Oh, wow. On my vlog.
And we have been vlogging.
And the angles I get are hoot.
I know, same. I'm like, oh, hoot. Who uses that word?
I don't know, Jamie, back in the day, or maybe Sam Thompson. Oh, God, delete, abort,
How did that come into your brain? Yeah, I know, I agree. You'll see the full true us on the vlogging, but...
But anyway, this is my point. So Coachella, wicked, yes. Yeah. So fun. I'd obviously try and get a cool outfit. Like, I'm not going to turn up in trackies, obviously, and like get... Mm. But when people are getting their outfits made in September, like fitted, and they have six outfits for each day, or like they have... I'm like, surely, is it a day for fun or is it a day to just parade around looking your ass?
I think like Kendall
What would
and...
you... Yeah, I would have worn that. Like,
Kendall
I think it's a bit
Hayley look very relaxed. I would just do like shorts... cowboy boots and then I don't know, a crop top. Why is it so hard
yeah,
to just do
yeah I would
what's
just
what's like, wrong with everybody, what's the big deal?
Well yeah, this thing, oh no, tell you who I would style myself off, Elsa Hoss.
Oh yeah, Elsa Hoss is so like cool. That, but she makes a big effort, so
I know, but it looks understated, like it's just
yeah,
a bit
have
much
a lot of
when it's
Elsa
like
Hoss.
A crop top that's been cut and tailored with a crop top jacket. And I don't know.
Really sure about that outfit, but yeah, she does look
no,
really
she
cool.
wore a really sick one with like Gucci crop jeans, cowboy boots. Yeah. That one, loved it.
That is really cool.
So I'm being such a bitch because people really do dress up for it. But like, there has to be a limit where you're going for fun.
Right. And that these people seem to be just going, because they probably don't even go to the real festivals. So there's all these mini festivals within the festival. So they have Revolve Festival, like Bondi Sands.
No, I feel really mean having said this. What I meant is like, surely...
Are you going for the festival? Or are you going to have your picture taken now?
I don't really get Coachella. Is it literally just to go and have photos taken of yourself? Like, I don't quite get the vibe. Like, can you imagine at Glastonbury, we just stand and pose? Like, I just don't really... I don't know if it would be for me.
No, I know. I wouldn't say no to going there.
Slash, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
And look
and
really
plan
cool.
our outfits for months and months.
Yeah, slash, I'm like, really so that... Yeah. I'm like, so that influencer.
I know.
On the surface.
You
but
are.
Deep down, I'm like, is this really me?
Mm-mm.
I'm confusing myself.
I do get what you mean. It's a bizarre concept because it's a fashion show slash festival.
I like...
But the Americans do things so differently. Glastonbury, we all wear wellies and we don't wear makeup.
Bellies?
Wellies.
Oh, yeah.
And
I actually
did. Makeup and our hair hasn't been brushed in like 5 days. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a different vibe. I don't think I would wear, I don't think I've worn makeup when I went. But that's just so hot. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. I put makeup on. Not like a full face, but like a little bit. I'm not
just
looking.
A bit of mascara, a bit of blush.
A bit of like CC cream. I'm not gonna go with like my pigmentation flaring out. Also, like, I need to wear a hat this year, which is really bad. Oh, I used to be able to know, but then it could rain this year, so you know,
it could rain. Okay,
anyway,
right.
We're not fucking going, so why are we even
moving on
about?
She said I need to wear a hat this year, could rain, not even going.
We're gonna go to wilderness anyway, we think. Really? we think that's more us. We've just decided 20
we've just
minutes
had
ago.
A conversation about it.
Can we just quickly talk about Harry Styles wishing our twain, because I thought that was banging.
I didn't see it.
What, you're driving me crazy. Is that the swat song?
Go on.
Short skirts, hot pants. What? Like, he nails it every time.
I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was cool.
I need to watch that.
Yeah.
All right.
Where have you been?
I've been
in
Toby's house.
Does he have
and
no
I left
signal?
My phone up in my room the whole time, like all day yesterday. It's lovely, honestly. Just
well done. That's a really good girlfriend.
Follow-up dilemma. We love a follow-up.
We
please
love.
Can more of you do this?
Yeah. This is our brand
so
and butter.
Good. Okay, so I think this dilemma is the one that we had where the girl was just a bit of backstory. She was working, she was dating one of her colleagues that was in another department, her.
Yeah.
And he sort of refused to acknowledge her around the workplace and wanted to keep it a secret, basically, their relationship, right?
Yeah.
So like, would never kiss her, ignore her, whatever. Okay, hiya. I submitted the workplace dilemma about dating my colleague and him wanting to keep it a secret. Thanks so much for your advice. It cemented what I've been thinking for a while about needing some clarity about our relationship. I told him that we needed to either make things official or to end it, as I wasn't into the secrecy anymore. I agree. He said that he had too much going on with work life to be in a serious relationship right now, but he wanted us to carry on as we were, question mark. I said we obviously needed to end things then, and he didn't fight it. I feel gutted as I really liked him and thought we were moving towards something real, but I know it's better for this to happen now rather than further down the line. So true. I'm holding strong and trying to think of it as a lucky escape. Feel free to share it if you like, but please keep anon. Love the pod.
Oh my God, I just want to say well done. You did the right thing.
100%.
You did the right thing and we're proud of you.
Like, I know, I so agree. And also I feel like if it's meant to be and he really loves you, likes you, he will realise now losing you that you were serious. Yeah. Like, okay, I can't really take this girl for granted. Like, I can't like just keep her as my like secret little side chicken. He really loves you. He'll come back to you.
And also and you'll see each other at work every day. It's not
out of sight, out of mind.
But you have to stay strong. If you weak and crumble, he'll be like, I'll never cement it.
Exactly. It's under the thumb for him then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done.
Well done.
Okay. So guys, we asked you for some funny bank holiday stories and these are the ones we got, which are so funny. So someone, I won't say their name, said, drunkenly slid into the guy I've had a crush on for years DM saying single now or question mark and spent my bank holiday in his bed.
Well,
can I get it? Hoorah.
Done. That deserves a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what we live for.
That is what we live for.
Spent bank holiday in his bed.
Woo! Bank holiday, my uncle's with his girlfriend and her son, 1 year older, slept with her son. So she basically slept with her uncle's
girlfriend's son.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely stuff. You'll be seeing them.
You would have to keep that a big secret. Can you please follow up with us with what happens with that? Like, is it awkward the next day? We need further information for sure.
Yeah, that's too funny. Okay.
Dilemmas.
Hot girl summer dilemmas.
What is the definition of hot girl summer?
I don't fucking know, but
surely it's the same as normal summer.
Whatever it is, it's going to be the hot girl summer. No, I feel like it's just like you're feeling your best. You're going to have a sick summer. You're going to look your best. So this isn't a question. Where do I start for a hot girl summer? Right ever where you are, right today, this is where you start.
I would start by planning a girl's holiday.
I would start by getting out of bed and going moving.
She's really talking.
Like moving. Get those legs moving. If it's a walk, if it's yoga, if you're doing 10 squats in the mirror.
Guys.
No.
She's so serious. Guys,
But I would. You've got to get moving. You've got to get those endorphins going.
I would start by getting out of bed.
First thing you do.
I thought this was like more of a general thing. No, she's talking you through her full routine of like.
But that's like going to get you in the zone.
Right,
and
okay.
Then a week of moving, even if it's 10 minutes on a walking, even if it's 15 minutes outside.
Right.
We're listening to our podcast.
Starting our hot girl summer by trying to get more steps in. I think that's a good shout. Great for mental health. Great for toning your body.
Great for moving.
Great for moving.
Okay, that's our advice. Get moving. 15 minutes of walking or something a day because it will help your mind
and it'll make
you feel great.
Yeah.
And then whilst you're on those 15 minutes, you can even be mulling over, ooh, what's my next hot girl summer move?
Yeah. And then
fake tan.
Spend some time with your girlfriends and start making plans with your girlfriends. There's nothing better than having plans ahead with the girls. Like, such a great thing. Even if it's just a brunch,
find your hot girl summer drink. Apple spritz.
Yeah.
Is it
what about that Paloma thing that you like? That's quite a nice hot girl summer drink.
Right, guys. This, and it's not so calorific. This is tequila, soda, and grapefruit juice. Stunning.
And it looks pretty. It's pink.
It's pink. Stunning. Find your hot girl summer drink so that you get excited now. I'm going to go out and get myself.
We are honestly wise old owls. Okay, right, what's the next little thing? Okay, not a dilemma, but need tips for feeling confident on a holiday in a bikini. I've never felt good enough.
My would be to give yourself a really good exfoliation the night before you go and get some Bare by Vogue. I think it's a fab, good
fake tan.
Fake tan. If you're pale, you know, like to me, don't go too dark, like whatever your skin type is, and give yourself a fake tan.
Lovely fake tan.
Or exfoliate and shave your body and then moisturize.
And also I've got some really good tips for fake tan. If you're using fake tan on your body, I don't actually use fake tan on my body anymore, but I used to use it quite a bit. Once you've put it on, exfoliate your body every single day until you reapply it, and then you avoid that weird sort of dry, like scaly sort of thing that happens.
Surely that exfoliates it.
It does. It gets it off quicker, but then you apply. So I would maybe, if I was fake tanning my whole body, I would do it twice a week, right? And I would exfoliate my body every single day. So the first day that you put it on, you have it there all day, right? You shower, then the next day it's there all day, and then the next morning exfoliate.
And then also make sure you put moisturizer under your armpits, on your elbows, on your like knees, any dryer, your feet, you know, knuckles.
Yeah. And I would also, when you shave, leave it enough time for your pores to close up.
Yeah, because you don't want it to go into the pores.
Before the fake tan goes on. I actually used to do the fake tan, leave it on overnight, shave the next morning.
So did
I. Avoided that.
And also, you must moisturize it under your armpits. Otherwise, it stinks.
And also,
it
in between my boobs,
pores.
I always found like that gets a bit clingy as well. It
cleans
that area.
So do that. If you're not into fake tanning, I would do the exfoliation. You can get some lovely, like the oily things with like coconut sugar in. You know those sort
lovely.
Of things.
And then you feel moisturized getting out the shower.
Yeah, really scrub yourself, and like it just makes your skin feel so nice. Shave. Lovely. That silky Venus shaver with the gel around it, and it like you silk your skin off.
And so get yourself a really, really, really good bikini or swimsuit that you're confident in.
Treat yourself to one.
Get
you deserve
one that you
it.
Feel like. Take the time and spend the time trying loads on and finding one that you think I look 10 out of 10 flattering in this. Lovely.
And on that day when you go bikini shopping, have a say to yourself in the mirror, I'm going to find an amazing bikini. I'm going to feel amazing in it because I'm beautiful. It may seem silly, but say it and just change your mindset.
Put the energy out there.
Yeah. But self-care really does get you in the mood, I think. Okay. Newly single, just out of a 4-year relationship and had to move back in with parents. Parents moved whilst I was at uni, so we don't have any friends in the area. Oh.
This is hard. It's hard
really
to just
hard.
Go out and make friends, right?
I don't know how far she lives from London or whatever her clip where all her friends are. Because I would just say maybe you've got to just
make the effort
to travel.
Commute in, yeah.
And then, you know, when you're at home, you take those as self-care days, you work, you do whatever you're doing, you work out, you...
Join a workout class. That's always a pretty good
gym.
Place to find people that are in your area.
Great idea. I meet those people at the gym. Yeah, I think gym. Join a gym. What other
Hot girl summer with a boyfriend. How to live my best life.
Hans, you're preaching to the choir. We're going to live our best life with our boyfriends.
We are.
We're going to do dinners, just us, then some with the boys. Then
Hot girl summer doesn't have to be single hot girl summer, guys. Remember
that? Just want to feel your best,
just
look
feeling
your best.
Best.
So once again, get up and move.
Get up and move. This is Sophie's motto.
God, I feel like I'm like an aerobics teacher.
Yeah, you should be an aerobics teacher or a motivational speaker that you have at the top of a
You know what I mean? Like
class.
The minute you start moving your body, you feel better.
I agree.
Even for 10 minutes, go on that walk. Melissa and I sometimes walk up and down the King's Road just for the sake of it.
Yeah, we do, just to get our steps in. You know what I would do? Okay, so we're talking about with the boyfriend here, what fun things. Do fun things with him alone. Do fun things with other couples. And do fun things with just your girlfriends. And he has things with just his guy friends.
Yeah.
So important to have like a really healthy mix. Because if you do too much of one thing, it upsets the balance, people.
Yeah.
It's all about balance.
And then the last one's kind of the same thing.
Oh, this is hard. I've been able to experience a hot girl summer. But most of my friends are in a relationship. I was really lucky when I was single. I had quite a lot of single friends still. And Sophie basically was a surrogate single.
Yeah. I think like you've got to just suck it up and like not get bogged down. Like not every boyfriend and girlfriend get off in front of you. Like that's really antisocial if they do. And like you're not Courtney and Travis. Like just stop, you know? So like if they're doing that, just like...
Also, you can still do like girly holidays. And if anything, there's less competition for the other girl, like for you.
Yeah.
When you go out for a dinner and you're going out clubbing and you're with your girlfriends, it's like, ooh, what guy can I have tonight?
Yeah, and like they're all going to come over to you because you'll give off that single energy and like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually look at it
Embrace
as a positive.
Embrace it as a positive.
And also you're not going to have like any fallouts because... Again, there's no competition. You're not going to have like any fights over boys.
You're not going to be fighting over the same boy.
And also look at it as positive because your friends' boyfriends could introduce you to their mates and ding, ding, ding,
exactly.
Ding, ding.
I feel like there's so many positive avenues coming out of having friends and relationships.
Yeah. Also, Sundays you can go chill with them, just be like their surrogate child.
I would not have met Toby if it wasn't for Sophie dating Jamie.
Thank you very much.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare.
PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So these are our longer Hot Girl Summer Dilemmas. Hey girls, please keep it on. Love the pod, day one fan, and always listen whilst I'm relaxing in the bath. Yay. I recently took up touch rugby in an attempt to meet some guys in real life, as I've grown tired of dating apps and not really working out. The team I signed up to doesn't really have anyone with potential, but it's the first week I filled in as a favour for another team, and this one is a different story. There's a guy on this team who is gorgeous. I know he's definitely single, as I heard him mention Hinge. I filled in for his team a couple of times, so we've chatted and went to the pub with the team one time too, which was great, as his friends who also play are definitely my kind of people.
Lovely.
This sounds great. My dilemma is the season ends this week and I'm in two minds about what to do next. Do I A, shoot my shot and just ask him out but risk appearing too keen, or B, offer to join his team permanently for next season and play the long game, hoping he'll eventually ask me out? Please help. ask him out, Hot Girl Summer.
Ask him out, sod it.
Sod it.
But do it in such a way where it's like, oh, we're actually handing out for some drinks if you want to come with us. Something like that. Do it in a group scenario first.
Yeah.
And then...
put the feelers out there.
Yeah, get a little bit drunk with him.
Dutch courage.
Get a little bit touchy-feely. I don't know, like, if it's like just Melissa a friend, like, I don't...
House, literally, oh, for God's sake! Groping someone.
Why do we keep coming back to that? Okay, right. You just have to just get a bit touchy-feely. Like, when you touch someone, like, it really... like, either it speaks to them or it doesn't, right? And I feel like you can tell how their reaction is going to be if you're like... And also, if you're so friendly, like, you don't touch them. Like, my best friend Jack, I don't just sit there like, I don't know.
Yeah, you touch him.
I don't touch him. Oh, really? Because I'm like, just get off me. I don't know. But like, someone I would fancy, I would want to touch them and I wouldn't be able to help it. And you just kind of do.
I'm quite a touchy person.
Or you get really close to them. That's what I would do. I would sit very, very close to them.
Yeah, like maybe like thrust your hips.
Oh God, no, sorry. Thrust your hips.
But you don't like... What?
She's gonna recommend that you start grinding on him soon.
No, but you know you're in a bar and like ever it's so crowded and then you end up like you're like touching chest to chest.
Oh,
and like you're
no, like, that's lovely stuff. Almost, like, yeah. Oh no, that's essential.
You're basically like grinding together, you're not. But like, oops, can't help it, I'm being pushed by you, and you're like, oh sorry.
That is a perfect story.
That's like when you like share a bed with a boy and you like stake your bum out, you know what
I mean? Yeah, I know,
you're
exactly.
Like, I'm not going to have sex with him. Yeah, you're like, you can have my booty.
I know exactly what you mean.
And then they're like, what the fuck? I mean, and you're like, no, we're not having sex.
I'm going to shove my bum right up against you.
And you just got to sit there with a boner. Oh God, really divulging
to
me.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's our advice.
Yeah, go out for a drink.
Go for it.
And be cash about it. And then when you get there. Yeah, we need a follow up.
Yeah.
For sure. The next dilemma. Hi, guys. Just want to say, love you both and the podcast so much. Thank you so much. You give us such positive girl energy and it makes me so happy. My ex-boyfriend is coming back from his year out. We are both post-uni and we were not together for this year. Okay, so when he went traveling, they obviously split up for it. We've said the whole time that we'd like to be together again and have maintained communication in this way for most of the year, saying I love you, etc. This is dangerous.
This is so me when I'm traveling.
I am now conflicted, where I feel half of me still loves him and wants to go back to the relationship, and half has in part moved on and wants to explore new things. Oh my God. I love this relationship and I've never met anyone who is as compatible with or have loved and felt loved by so completely. Essentially, I feel like I've met the right person way too soon. I'm 22 and definitely don't feel like this could be my last relationship, as I'm just not mature enough yet. That's very sensible. Is there any way of saying this to someone? I want this in the future, but just not yet. Should I be grateful I found the person and just settle down? Or should I accept that I'm not ready and I'll have to let him go and hope we'll come back together in the future? Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is so what happened to me.
This happens to a lot of people. This is a classic uni situation.
Yeah. So same me, went uni, dated a boy the whole time, left uni, went traveling. We were like, let's break up, but let's stay in contact, texting the whole time. Didn't really fully enjoy you traveling because I was like, my heart was with him.
Yeah.
Which was a bit annoying actually looking back on it, but not really because like, would I have shagged some traveler? Probably not. But then got back from traveling. We were like, oh, we're back together.
Right.
And then I was like, actually, hang on a minute. I'm 22. I was 22, same age. And I was like, am I going to marry this guy? That's a bit lame if I do because I've not dated anyone else. So I broke up with him and look at me now.
She's marrying Jamie Ling.
I'm engaged. So my point is you're very young and I think you...
I also think if you've got doubts, you can't be in the relationship and you can't be like, oh, you know what? I kind of want to keep you in there for two years' time in case after my exploring, I've, you know, decided I want to go back to the safe zone. That's not how it works.
And also if it's meant to be, you'll get back together.
It will just happen. You have to let him go. You don't, if you're having doubts, that's more than enough to not go back there.
Yeah.
You have to be so 100% sure. I mean, there is people that last from uni and they get married so young and they still stay together forever. That does happen, but... I'm sure those people don't have doubts like, oh, half me wants to be with you, half me doesn't.
Well, that's where you're wrong. I actually think they probably do, but I think that's where this is different. You have to work out in your mind whether the doubts override it. So picture this. You break up with him. He is like heartbroken, whatever, because he has no idea and it's your choice. And then he falls in love with someone else and like it is done. There's no going back. He is in love with somebody else. You are single now, trying to find your own way and be some single girl and explore. How do you feel about that? Put it back on and really think. And don't keep him out of selfishness. Like, you've got to, like, weigh out how much, you know, weigh it all out.
I would also kind of say to myself, like, imagine if he was thinking 50% wants to be with her, 50% doesn't.
I just don't think 50% is a lot. Like,
it is a lot. That's what I'm saying.
You should be like, oh, 10% of me is a bit worried.
Like, a bit like, oh, I love him so much, but should I be thinking that I need to explore more, even though I don't really want to? Is it something I should do? It's not that. It's you're excited about the possibility of, like, other things and being single.
And you were obviously fine without him.
And you're so young.
Yeah. I think that 50% is a lot personally to be doubting it. Yeah. I think it's too much. I think, you know, it's normal if you've only been with one person, you're like 10% of you is a bit like, oh, what's on the other? Is the grass greener? I think 50% is too much for
me.
And I think that you should break up.
Yeah.
And I don't,
I mean, by the sounds of it, you're already broken up, right?
Yeah,
but
don't
you
get
should
back
not.
Together.
Yeah, it's not.
And you will
thing.
Always still like, you know, you probably, he was your first love. You're probably always like, you know, it's not a weird thing that you love him.
And it's not a weird thing that it's hard for you to let go, right? Because when it is a first love, you do think like, oh my God, is this the best thing that's ever happened to me?
Totally.
Blah, blah, blah. But if it's 50% doubt, then it's not right, I don't think.
I so agree.
Don't be afraid of being single and finding somebody else. You can't be afraid of that.
Yeah. And don't, and
that
like,
can't be the reason why you sort of keep somebody around because you're too scared about finding something else as good. That should not be.
No, I so agree with you.
The reason.
Now we're going to scoot on over to my bridezilla, and then we'll do your.
Okay.
So we've actually had someone write in about the bridezilla. Hey girls, love the podcast. Just binging my way through. Following from Sophie's bridezilla section about the wedding dress, I had the same problem. I got so overrun with other people's opinions that made me crazy and question every dress. So I went shopping on my own, found the perfect dress without anyone's opinion. That made me feel incredible. As long as you feel amazing, that's all that counts. Mm-hmm. As everyone says, you look great anyway. Love the podcast. Thank you. That's really calmed me.
I agree.
Okay. That's solidified.
I agree with that statement.
Thank you for that. Bride or bridezilla?
What's she been?
Because
you look like you've had been a right old bride.
We've had a romantic week in Mexico.
We really have.
Ignited our love again. Well, we never fell out of love, but you know how like life moves too quickly and he works a lot. So we really were romantic.
We had some quality time.
And we think we've really nailed the venue. So I'm feeling super positive. So it was a point, guys, where I was going to be like, fuck it, let's elope. but nope.
Jamie wouldn't have let you do that.
No, he wouldn't have. But now I'm very excited because it's a venue I love and it's very stunning. Close to my heart. Over to you.
I mean, there's nothing really to report on other than that I had a stunning weekend in the country with Toby's family.
How many
Met
days?
The grandparents. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, so I got there on Friday and I left on Monday evening. Lovely.
Long weekend.
Long weekend. Very, very wholesome. Do you lots feel, and lots of food.
Are you like super comfortable? Would you walk into the kitchen with the family alone?
Yeah.
So you're not like, oh, Jamie.
Oh, met some other friends of Toby's. Met some like Toby's oldest friends.
Were they lovely?
Really sweet. They came over on Easter Sunday. It was a lovely weekend. From his like prep school, yeah. That live like a bit of neighbours. It was a really, really sweet weekend. And we were so lucky with the weather.
Oh my God, gorgeous.
It was just wonderful. I did roll back to London. It's just non-stop, you know, when you're not full for your next meal. So breakfast, hot cross buns, homemade granola.
Yeah, to walk us through the meals. Earth, I love it.
Right? No, walk down on Easter Sunday. There's little Easter eggs for everybody. Like a little cluster of mini eggs next to everyone's breakfast bowl. So
oh
sweet.
My God, no,
and we all
so
have an
sweet.
Easter egg in the bowl, like a big one.
Oh my God, I know. The mum sounds literally heaven.
I know, heaven on earth. Heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
And then lunchtime, I went to Time.
Stunning.
Which was lovely.
Always wanted to go.
It's such a magical, magical, magical place.
Really?
Really, really beautiful.
How far away?
Like 45 minutes from where they are. Kate Moss got married in the church there. People do weddings there. It's quite small, they're 80 people venue, but unbelievable. Like so pretty. And then dinners, we did a lovely like, there was like a lovely ham hock, like sausages, homemade baba ganoush, which by the way was the best baba ganoush. You would have died. I honestly ate the whole thing. It was so garlicky though.
Oh, you ate everyone's
I bit. Promise you the baba ganoush was the best
What
thing.
Did you dip in it, pitta?
Ever. There was like all these lovely, it was like rye bread cut up we could dip in it. And then there was also like crisps that we dipped
Sorry,
in
Sorry, my
it.
Mouth's watering.
And then
this
what's that
like
lovely like lettuce thing? I can't remember what it's called. It's like
oh, chicory.
Yeah, dip that in it.
Oh my God, she's a chef.
She is a chef. There was lots of like Aperol spritzes, champagne, wine. And then for Sunday lunch, lovely lamb with potatoes and vegetables, and then we had dessert, which was some like pump. It was kind of like a very posh Eton mess. It was a stunning meringue with
It's called a pavlova.
Cream, and then rhubarb. Oh my God,
that's called a pavlova, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. Maybe that was it. It was.
Oh my God, heavenly. That's actually mouthwatering. Yeah, she makes it all from scratch.
Yeah.
Shout out to Toby's mum. What's her name?
Shout out to Jilly.
Jilly. Whew. Woo. She sounds like you've got a lot to live up to.
What? Don't you dare.
Yeah.
I can't live up to that. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Stop it.
She got a spider bite on her eyeball though.
Oh, this is something else that happened. Obviously we're in the countryside, right? So there was a couple spiders knocking about that Toby had to remove from the bedroom. And got back to Toby's flat last night in London. And I was like going through my bag. I was putting my perfume in my bag and trying to get my vitamins out or something. No, trying to get my perfume out.
She's a whole bag just for her vitamins.
Yeah. And it's a big old open tote bag situation, which was an error. I should have got a zip up bag. Anyway, and I had some labels like Reformation. Like, you know, like you get a label that's like a black string. And I was like, did I just see a spider? Was that a label? I was like, what? And I was like, am I seeing things? And I just lift up something like that. And this huge spider crawled so quickly. And I went, I honestly, blood curdling screech, blood curdling. The top of my lungs to the point where I give myself like a moment of anxiety, so like my heart starts racing to the point where I can literally hear it in my eardrums. I've got hot hands. I'm so scared. I'm on the bed like at the other side of the room. I'm typing, and he obviously runs in at speed like thinking that like some guy's crawled through the window and like hit me over the head or something. So he has then disposed of this spider, and when he goes to lift up the bag again, it crawls out of the bag so quickly. I scream again.
Does he scream
so loudly? He turned around and looked at me like, shh. Like, no, shush. Like, there was no need for me to scream the second time so loudly. I think he was genuinely like, shut up. Oh, God. Anyway, the spider was disposed of. But now I honestly have this thing next to my eyeball. It looks like a spot, but it's such an odd place to get a spot. And I don't really get spots. And it hurts so much.
And so you're going to have
babies
growing out
of there. And it looks a bit bruised. I know, this is what I said to Toby. I was like, they plant eggs inside you. He's like, what?
Yeah, they do.
They plant eggs in
Apparently
your skin.
Apparently you eat like a spider a night.
7 spiders a year, I heard the statistic is.
That's fucking right.
Isn't that disgusting? Not in London though. Not in my flat, all the way up those stairs.
I get so many spiders in my flat and I don't know how they get in there.
It is looking bad. Anyway, so there, that's my thing.
That's the tea for this week. But guys, we love you. Keep writing
we
in.
We love you so much. And thank you again for listening for a year.
Let's do another year.
Let's do another year.
Bye, guys.
Bye, love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.